Test 1, Part 4. You will hear an interview about a proposed new system for dividing up the academic year in Britain. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4. Good evening and welcome to our special feature on education. Tonight we'll be discussing a proposed system for dividing up the academic year in Britain, which has already been used extensively in the United States. The system involves splitting the year into 5 terms rather than 3. The main difference seems to be that instead of the usual 8-week holiday in July and August, the break would only be 4 weeks long. This means that the rest of the year would be divided into 5 8-week terms with a 2-week holiday at the end of each term. Now, our guest here tonight is Rachel Samuels, who teaches at a secondary school. Rachel, what's the idea behind this new system? What are its benefits?
Well, according to proponents of the system, the benefits are mainly educational. It is generally believed that students learn better with shorter terms, simply because they aren't there long enough to get tired or bored. The autumn term, for example, does seem to drag on, and certainly towards the end of it, some students and teachers alike may find it hard to concentrate on learning.
That makes a lot of sense. I always found it helpful to take a short break every hour or so when I was preparing for exams. It's the same principle at work here, right?
Yes, that's right. Although it has to be said that for some people, for a small minority to which I belong, it's actually the other way round. In order for me to work efficiently and learn efficiently, I have to concentrate on something for a long time without interruptions. It always used to infuriate me when my mother interrupted my reading to offer me food or drink. In fact, it made me so angry, I found it impossible to continue reading.
I see.
Well, my point is that shorter terms aren't necessarily good for everyone, certainly not for a small minority of more talented students.
Yes, well, but state education is for everyone, not just for a small minority.
True enough. The other main advantage of the proposed system is that it is supposed to prevent the phenomenon of learning loss, which is said to take place during the long summer holiday. Supposedly, students forget a lot of what they've learned throughout the year by the time they go back to school in September.
You sound sceptical.
Yes, I am. In my own personal experience of students, this is not true at all. Students do not really forget much more during the summer period than they forget during any other break. Once again, in my experience as a teacher, nothing's ever happened during a summer holiday that I couldn't put right in a couple of hours in September. This is not to say that the system is not sound academically. I am merely saying that its academic merits aren't as strong as they're supposed to be.
Are there any disadvantages?
Undoubtedly. Would you have been happy as a student with a 4-week summer holiday? Look, there really is such a thing as a holiday that is too short. I always find that it takes me a couple of weeks into the holiday before I can even begin to relax and stop thinking about work. So, at least for people like me, and I know a few, it's only after the first couple of weeks that a holiday really begins. Now, school exams can be rather stressful. It is essential, I think, that at least for the older students, there is plenty of time to rest and unwind.
I see. You haven't mentioned most people's complaint.
That's because I'm not most people.
What's
the complaint?
That parents couldn't take time off work 5 times a year, of course.
Parents can't take 8 weeks off work in the summer either. Children will have just as much school holiday in total as before, but it is spread out through the year. The amount of time they get off school will always be much more than the amount any parent could get off work.
I see. Well, thank you, Rachel, for... Now you'll hear part 4 again. Good evening and welcome to our special feature on education. Tonight we'll be discussing a proposed system for dividing up the academic year in Britain, which has already been used extensively in the United States. The system involves splitting the year into 5 terms rather than 3. The main difference seems to be that instead of the usual 8-week holiday in July and August, the break would only be 4 weeks long. This means that the rest of the year would be divided into 5 8-week terms with a 2-week holiday at the end of each term. Now, our guest here tonight is Rachel Samuels, who teaches at a secondary school. Rachel, what's the idea behind this new system? What are its benefits?
Well, according to proponents of the system, the benefits are mainly educational. It is generally believed that students learn better with shorter terms, simply because they aren't there long enough to get tired or bored. The autumn term, for example, does seem to drag on, and certainly towards the end of it, some students and teachers alike may find it hard to concentrate on learning.
That makes a lot of sense. I always found it helpful to take a short break every hour or so when I was preparing for exams. It's the same principle at work here, right?
Yes, that's right. Although it has to be said that for some people, for a small minority to which I belong, it's actually the other way round. In order for me to work efficiently and learn efficiently, I have to concentrate on something for a long time without interruptions. It always used to infuriate me when my mother interrupted my reading to offer me food or drink. In fact, it made me so angry I found it impossible to continue reading.
I see.
Well, my point is that shorter terms aren't necessarily good for everyone, certainly not for a small minority of more talented students.
Yes, well, but state education is for everyone, not just for a small minority.
True enough. The other main advantage of the proposed system is that it is supposed to prevent the phenomenon of learning loss, which is said to take place during the long summer holiday. Supposedly, students forget a lot of what they've learned throughout the year by the time they go back to school in September.
You sound sceptical.
Yes, I am. In my own personal experience of students, this is not true at all. Students do not really forget much more during the summer period than they forget during any other break. Once again, in my experience as a teacher, nothing's ever happened during a summer holiday that I couldn't put right in a couple of hours in September. This is not to say that the system is not sound academically. I am merely saying that its academic merits aren't as strong as they're supposed to be.
Are there any disadvantages?
Undoubtedly. Would you have been happy as a student with a 4-week summer holiday? Look, there really is such a thing as a holiday that is too short. I always find that it takes me a couple of weeks into the holiday before I can even begin to relax and stop thinking about work. So, at least for people like me, and I know a few, it's only after the first couple of weeks that a holiday really begins. Now, school exams can be rather stressful. It is essential, I think, that at least for the older students, there is plenty of time to rest and unwind.
I see. You haven't mentioned most people's complaint.
That's because I'm not most people.
What's
the complaint?
That parents couldn't take time off work 5 times a year, of course.
Parents can't take 8 weeks off work in the summer either. Children will have just as much school holiday in total as before, but it is spread out through the year. The amount of time they get off school will always be much more than the amount any parent could get off work.
I see. Well, thank you, Rachel, for... That's the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet.